Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
People waiting for kidney transplants may soon have a new option, but it comes with a caveat. It's from a donor who had hepatitis C. This spring, doctors at the University of Pennsylvania and Johns Hopkins University will try transplanting kidneys from hep C-infected donors into uninfected patients. If the transplants are successful, this could help hundreds more people a year get kidneys. Some of them might otherwise die waiting. Ailey Dolgan is a news editor at STAT, our partners in Health and Science News. Ailey, remind us, it might be obvious, but what was the concern about using these kidneys? How bad is hepatitis C?
It's a pretty brutal disease. There's over 3 million Americans who are now living with it. It's a pretty slow-moving disease, but eventually people often die due to liver-related complications, whether it's liver cancer or cirrhosis. And it's responsible for about 12,000 deaths each year in the country.
Well, so given that, what is the thinking about putting an infected kidney into someone? Does this mean that people getting these kidneys will get the hepatitis C?
Well, the thinking is that there's this new generation of drugs that have just come on board in the last few years, and they've totally transformed the disease from one that was a chronic illness that people managed and lived with to one that is now curable. And so the math becomes a little different. It's now a question of, are you willing to take on a small risk of getting hepatitis C? In all likelihood, it'll be curable by these drugs. Or do you want to keep waiting on the list for a kidney and possibly die just waiting?
Right. And they're going to give them a 12-week course of this antiviral therapy in the hopes that they will emerge infection-free. But you mentioned there was a small risk there. For some people, that might be worth it. I mean, who are the candidates for this kind of a transfer?
Well, one day it could be anybody, but the researchers who are doing this are starting with the people who have basically the worst outcome on the waiting list. These are the older, the sicker, people with diabetes. And on that wait list, the average mortality is about 5% per year. These people, older and sicker people, have an even higher risk. So one doctor told me that if you're a 60-year-old diabetic with end-stage kidney disease, you probably have a higher chance of dying than actually getting a kidney when you're on the list.
Right. And so the chance of an infection that might maybe down the road also impair you, I'm reading in your articles that many of the specialists are saying, go for it.
Yeah, a lot of the specialists I talked to said, you know, if it was me who needed a kidney or if it was my parent, you know, I would do it. Because you're looking at a 95% and higher cure rate with these new drugs that have come on board. And so given that ratio and the chance that you'd actually catch hepatitis C, you might think, you know what, I'm looking at waiting 3 to 5 years or more, depending on where you live, what kind of blood type you have. And you think that's a risk worth taking if it means I can jump the queue and get a kidney tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I'm there are ethical questions as well, we know, because that's a pretty Faustian bargain. I mean, some people see it as that, wow, you get a chance to jump this long queue, you'd do anything. And is that ethical to ask people that? What are some of the people saying on that side of the equation?
Yeah, there are some detractors who are thinking, you know, hold on a second, hit the pause button. We need to find safer ways to give people kidneys. As you say, it is a pretty hard balance. But ultimately, it's been deemed ethical by the review boards that would oversee such a trial. And it's down to the patient. You know, they are informed of the risks and the benefits. And it's up to them whether they would want to take that on.
Yeah, there are now 100,000 people on the wait list. This is a reminder that there are about 100,000 people on a wait list for a kidney. And as you said, around 5% die every year. So that's just to put that in people's minds. And now there might be this increasing amount of hepatitis C kidneys. The other thing you alert us to, who knew? There are many more people dying with hepatitis C because of, as you quote someone saying, this god-awful increase in opioid abuse, that we now have even more of them.
Yeah, that's the sad consequence of the epidemic of opioid abuse and heroin. The main way that hepatitis C is spread is through injections, through contaminated needles. And so with more people using heroin, more people getting hepatitis C, and people who live those kind of lives of drug abuse often are the ones who might die younger. And so actually, in a weird kind of turn of fate, those kidneys are actually in pretty good shape because they come from people who are in general younger and healthier than people who die and would be organ donors otherwise.
Well, yeah, one of the sad things to celebrate, you know, about organ donation. Well, if this does work with kidneys, Hep C infected kidneys, does this mean that it might eventually open the door to transplanting other organs from Hep C infected donors?
Well, not livers, because Hep C manifests itself in the liver. That's the organ that is usually the most destroyed by the virus. And so, in general, you wouldn't think to do this with livers. But I suppose one day, if they pave the way and show that this is safe and effective and perhaps even cost-effective, maybe hearts and lungs could be next.
Okay. Incredible story. We'll keep an eye on it with you, Ali Dalgan, a news editor at STAT, our partner in all things health-related. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.